You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
How do you feed kids a healthy breakfast and get them out the door in time for school? Well, our guest, Jackie Vega, dietitian and personal trainer, has created dozens of super simple 5-ingredient breakfast menus kids absolutely love to eat. Jackie, you're a working mom with 2 children. How do you handle the challenge that we have every morning before school of how to feed our kids foods that they will eat?
Yes, I do face that. But for us, I try to keep it simple throughout the week. We basically have a pancake that I say that's pancakes with variety, meaning that I will add wet ingredients to the blender, along with maybe strawberries, pre-cooked sweet potatoes, or pumpkin puree. And then we just have a pre-cut fruit with it. And sometimes there might be a dairy put into there if one of the kids want it. But I try to keep it simple.
So keeping it simple and maybe doing some preparation ahead of time. Is that what I'm hearing? So you get things ready to go maybe on the weekend for your week-long menu?
Oh my gosh, yes. The night before prep is essential, especially with super healthy kids. I think that that's one of our biggest mantras, is being prepared. And sometimes it's not necessarily at the beginning of the week. Sometimes you're going to break it up the day before. And I always try to make sure that if it's not breakfast that's ready to go, it's going to be at least the lunches, because there's really not much of a way in an hour before you're heading out to school or work that you're going to be preparing all these different meals at one time.
That's such a good point. I like that about breaking it up, because I also, sometimes I don't get everything done on Sunday. I can't think of breakfast for the whole week. So maybe I can do like Monday and Tuesday, but by Wednesday I need to start thinking about Thursday and Friday breakfast. So I like that. But so let's go to those 5 ingredients in one simple fast breakfast. So what kind of ingredients are you talking about for us to use on breakfast meals?
Well, like I mentioned with the pancakes, I try to put, like, I have one of my favorite recipes we do have on our website, and it's a sweet potato pancake. So if you just go to the blog, you can find that recipe. You can always keep those dry ingredients pre-mixed to the side and then just add the wet ingredients to that. But another great thing to have are eggs. You can just have scrambled eggs and add shredded carrots and spinach. Add the fruit, maybe have a leftover mini muffin from the night before, or if you are someone who likes a bread, you could have a piece of bread. And right there, that's 5 ingredients right there. And I think everybody can agree that eggs are really easy to throw a bunch of nutrition in, and it's very simple and quick to make.
Well, you take that core ingredient, which are eggs, and then you just build on it with what you have in the icebox. I mean, eggs are so versatile. But I want to go back to what you said earlier. You can put the dry ingredients and have them ready. How about when you're planning ahead to create a whole, you know, more than one serving of it, or several servings, just to create multiple recipes of those dry ingredients, put it in a container, label it, put it in your freezer, and then with time, you just scoop out what you need to throw together and to throw into the wet ingredients, and then you've got, voila, a really wonderful, easy morning breakfast.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And of course, like you had mentioned, if you're making more than enough, because some of these recipes that you might find elsewhere, we always try to keep our recipes at 4 servings, because the typical family is the 2 parents and 2 children. So you could even double up that recipe, toss them into a freezer Ziploc bag, and that's even more simple, just taking it out of the freezer.
That's such a good point. My favorite thing to freeze nowadays is pancakes, because my kids love it, but it's not something I can necessarily make right before school. But if I make it on the weekend, I always make more and then just freeze my own. Instead of, I know you can buy frozen pancakes, but who knows what's in those? So much better if we make them at home, right? Do you do that as well, Jackie?
Yeah, for sure. I honestly don't remember when I last bought a box for the pancakes. It may have been when my mom's in town, because that's That's her thing, and I'm totally fine with that because I'm not around. But other than that, yeah, I'm always, everything is from scratch.
And scratch is not so hard, and I think we need to get back to that so we get some really solid nutrients into our children's food. And they can taste the difference, with absolutely know the difference between fake and real. But I wanted to, let's jump over to smoothies. Do you do 5-ingredient smoothies?
Of course. Those are really easy. One just off the top of my head is my son's favorite. He loves green smoothies. So we'll use an almond milk, spinach, frozen banana, frozen mango, cinnamon, and a couple of mint leaves. Maybe I went to 6 ingredients. But yeah, and then you just whip that up, and sometimes we'll use, well, typically in this household, we do use a protein supplement that we add to it. I've had issues with my son not wanting to eat meat, so I do have to have other sources of protein in there. But smoothies are the best, and you can add vegetables to it. You can even add softly cooked beets to a smoothie and get the benefits right there too.
Oh my gosh, what a great idea. I hadn't thought about that one, and I bet it would make the smoothie super pink, which my daughter would absolutely go for.
Yeah.
I love that.
Yeah,
that's terrific. I'm gonna try that. And you know, beets, it doesn't have that strong of a flavor when you put it with fruits. So that's a perfect idea. Thanks for sharing that. So another one in my house that we use a lot is parfait, you know, or like the layered yogurt and fruit and grain. Do you have a 5-ingredient one to share with us?
Well, because we put so much together, you know, so many different ones, there is a spot on our website where we have featured breakfast parfaits. But basically, for our favorite ones, it's going to be whatever yogurt that you like. I usually like to add 2 different kinds of nuts, like a slivered almond and chopped walnut. So there's just 3. I'm okay with dried fruit, but I prefer ones that are fresh out of, you know, the refrigerator on the counter where we have them. So one of my favorites is chopped up kiwi. And then I love wheat germ, so sometimes I'll sprinkle a little bit of wheat germ on it, or else you can use the milled flax seed, you can use hemp seeds, you can always add something extra in there.
Wow, it's so awesome. Parfaits are easy, and that reminds me of our banana split one. You may already have a recipe with that as well. And I just showed it to a group of moms last night and kids, and they were like, wow, all you have to do is just slice the banana and you put on some yogurt, and then you throw some fresh fruit on there, and maybe some hemp hearts or chia seeds, and you are just got loaded up breakfast. That was the easiest in the world to make, and it's so appealing to the kids. The parfaits are as well. Before I forget, I want people to know that when you say our site, our recipes, it's the superhealthykids.com. She is one of the team members who create these wonderful recipes, superhealthykids.com. So do we have time for one more, Carolina?
Yeah, do you have a favorite breakfast recipe to share with us, Jackie?
I go back to the pancakes, and I hate to sound boring, but the sweet potato pancakes that we have on there, what's really fun about them is that you don't even have to use just sweet potatoes all the time. It can be something different, whether it be pureed, the pumpkin, or maybe even strawberries or bananas in there. But I also like to take out the little cookie cutters and cut them up. So they're also really nice for maybe toddlers. You know, they're dealing with fine motor movement and they want to pick up little things. My daughter loves to put chopped strawberries and some walnuts on hers. So, you know, there's just so many different things that you can do with pancakes. It's like with eggs. It's really simple.
Oh, Jackie, those are awesome ideas. Thank you so much for being with us today and inspiring with all these awesome ideas for breakfast. I hope you inspired some people to go out and try some. And remember, you can look for them at superhealthykids.com or for more from Jackie at thewellnesssolution.com. And for us, go to kidcritics.org or visit our radio page on Radio MD. Eat well, stay well.